B-Pod Studios.
The Fanatic.
Hello, Chalooch. How are you?
How are you, Lynn?
Well, you know, I'm at a senior center now.
Awesome, sweetheart.
And I love it here. We got a golf course running through our front lawn. It's hysterical, honest to God.
Oh, that's great. You're like in Green Grove.
It's almost Green Grove. Actually, it's I call it heaven. But I
beautiful.
To tell you a beautiful thing. As you know, or maybe you forgot, I haven't had a TV for years.
Oh, I do.
Give it up.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Well, anyway, Comcast is coming out today to hook me up, and I'm going to get my Sixers, baby.
Yes, Linda.
First time in 3 years.
Oh, that's beautiful. I remember, it was funny, I heard you talking to Dean Lynam, and I love how you talked to, because you go, hi, Denise, and it was so nice listening to the two of you guys talk about it, and talking about how you listened to the Flyers game, and
yeah, my Phillies.
And the Flyers, yeah.
My Phillies is, my Sixers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to say, baby, I am, to tell you the truth, you may not agree with me. I'm glad we didn't get Strasburg. I don't like that contract. He gets hurt.
Yeah, he does. I agree. I think his arm is tension. You know what I want? I want Rendon. I want
me
Rendon.
Too.
Like I wanted Cole, right? So the minute we didn't get Cole, and it looks like he's Yankee bound, I go, all right, well, you sign Wheeler. All right, well, let's bolster the offense, and let's get Anthony Rendon here to play third. Lynn, that's a lineup. We get Reese hitting again. Now you got a lineup.
Oh, I know. Don't do this to me. I'll be too excited.
How bad? But if we got Rendon, first of all, I take everything back because I'm pushing the cigar man to do this. If you get Rendon, you look at the lineup, it reminds you of 08.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome, Anthony. I just am so excited. I know my Phillies, I wish they were all year round.
I know how much you love baseball.
I know. And could I have some chews, honey?
Yes. Yes, you may.
Thanks.
Listen. We gotta give Linda the chews for tomorrow. You're gonna get it today for tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right,
baby.
Hold on, Linda. You gotta give Linda the chews.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Linda's a long time listener.
Yeah, she deserves the chews. It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the fabulous Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, where Beasley Media Group Station. Here's the deal. Sit tight, because I want to get to everybody. Got a lot of good stuff here. Thomas wants to talk about the last drive. I got to get Mark, the Sidney Jones thing. Zach's talking Darby. Sammy's talking Wentz and the O-line play. Tyreek's on the line, too. He wants to talk about the win, and maybe it's not that good. We'll talk about it all. But first, we got a little Bring the Heat.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-O! All right. Let's hear it, Pat. I'm dying to hear the first half. Bring the heat calls.
To the Eagles, take this as my resignation that I will no longer support this team. Disgrace the city. You have no heart. And honestly, you should be going to the XFL. Efforts like that so far with the Giants? Are you kidding me? Go to hell and never come back.
Wow.
Hit him with a go to hell.
Go to H-E-double-L hockey sticks. Wow.
Well, that tells me his mood changed a little bit a couple hours later.
Yeah, that's big. What's next?
I could go on and on about the dumbest things that Booger McFarland says during a game. But what I love is when you hear the other great analysts around the league, they say, oh, the pass should go to this guy right here. Literally every single play that Booger McFarland says goes the exact opposite way.
Yes! Yes! That's genius. It's so true. You listen to Romo, right? And Romo's like looking through a crystal ball. And Booger's horrible. Booger doesn't get anything right.
I just keep going back to like who didn't get the job.
Yeah.
Is there somebody at home right now watching Booger going, I'm not better than that guy?
Yeah.
I interviewed.
Yeah.
Like G.J. Kinney right now.
I'm in the lot tailgating. I look up. I see the North Star. I'm thinking, geez, that's cool. On my way into the stadium, I passed three wise men. They were selling sports apparel. The devil in the likeness of Ronald Darby tried to ruin our Savior's coming. But then it happened. Late in the night, our Savior, Ginger Jesus, overcoming immense adversity, was born.
Yes! Wow, I got chills. Going Christmas season. Going Bethlehem on me. I love it.
That was creative.
And there it was in the second half when you saw the star, the three wise men outside selling Wentz knockoff shirts.
And if Wentz
performed.
If Wentz doesn't win a Super Bowl in his career, he'll be crucified. So it all comes full circle.
That would be true.
This is for all you Wentz haters out there. No Jordan Howard, no Alshon Jeffrey, no Nelson Aguilar. He was getting hurt left and right. No Lane Johnson. And Wentz still willed the team to win. He did it with the likes of Greg Ward and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Are you kidding me?
Amen, brother. Amen. He did it with, really, Manny, Moe, and Scott.
He did it with the roster they threw out there for the fourth preseason game. I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the run section of Doug Peterson's play calls. Y'all forgot about me. You forgot where I was at, but you used me last night, and I gave you a win. You know why, Anthony? You know why? Because I can.
Because I can. He's back! Carson's back!
Still a two-win team.
Burger McFarland. His commentary is horrible. We have an empty backfield. He goes, yeah, I think the Eagles might run an RPO here. There has to be a running back in the backfield to have an RPO. And then on the flea flicker, he goes, DBs will never bite on that play. They show the replay every single DB bit.
Yes. You're right, brother. That was bad. He stinks. Violations, Greg. I love Booger. He's such a nice breath of fresh, drunk uncle air. Hashtag Team Booger.
Well, there's got to be somebody out there. Violations, Greg's going to get voted over to Booger's Christmas. House for Christmas. Who's this dude over here? Oh, he's the one guy who likes me. Thinks I'm good at my job.
Oh, my God. That is great. Do me a favor. What is the number for the Bring the Heat line?
610-771-9751.
A little slower in case people want to put it in their phone.
610-771.
Nice.
9751.
There you go. That's good. Check it out. Call it. Let's make it back. Bring it back. Creative. Hashtag bring the heat. Make it creative. Come up a little bit. We'll do the power rankings. And we'll get a lot of people. Let's get back to the phones. Mark in Miami. How about Sidney Jones? Are you kidding me?
Let me say this. I don't know if he can play or not, but he did the right thing. He didn't pass interfere. He stuck with the guy, and he made a great play for not having played the whole game.
He did. Listen, I think he stinks, but I agree with you.
I mean, how would we know he don't play?
Well, we saw him play, and he was terrible. But granted, it was in a brief. It was a brief appearance.
You know, so I wouldn't have got him. I'm with you. I go with the running back, but who? What do I know?
Right. But
I'll
tell
you what sticks.
But your point is correct. No, your point's right, Mark. I mean, that for not having played, that was a major play that Sidney Jones made. Fair is fair. You're right about that.
Because most guys would have, you know, dropped off a little bit, would have been afraid to make that play.
You're right on. Right on.
But I'll tell you what sticks in my craw. It's from a few weeks ago. Somebody asked Doug a question. Why isn't Whiteside playing? He says, well, we're teaching him all three positions. And I'm saying, are you kidding me? I say, you got to take a kid, let him do what he can do, and the rest will come later. And I think last night proved it.
Yeah, you know, I hear you. You know, it's funny. That second half, Mark, when you saw Wentz relax and get a little confidence, you saw him just, you saw him kind of turn back the clock before your eyes to 17. Yes.
He didn't have to please anybody, Ant.
Yeah.
He didn't have to please a diva wide receiver.
Yeah.
He let the ball go where it went, and he just played ball.
Yeah. Yeah, Alshon Jeffries and Nelson Aguilar are so bad for this group. And that's what it appears. First of all, Nelson Aguilar stinks. But Alshon Jeffery is just poison. That's what it feels like.
My feeling was, you know, he's been so hurt, and he was done. I don't, like I said, you could just tell earlier in the year, he just don't have it anymore.
Oh, I agree with that. But I think he's also poisoned the Wentz.
Oh, without a doubt. I want guys who are all in on Wentz. You don't want to play for Wentz. You got to go.
You got to go. See you. I agree. Get the poison out. Good stuff, Mark. I agree with that. Sammy in Northern Liberty. Sam, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How we doing, cuz?
Hey, Sammy.
Listen, bro, I'm happy you went to Mark before me because Linda's a tough act to follow.
She's a sweetheart.
Absolutely. All right, a couple quick points I want to make. First, I want to give a huge shout-out to the line, especially that right side. Brandon Brooks is a machine. That dude is an absolute beast. And they weren't perfect last night, but when Lane went down, I was scared. In my opinion, I felt like the season was over in that moment, and they proved me wrong, and I got to give them a lot of props.
Well, you know what's funny, too, because to your point, it was scary the way, too, he was flopping around like that, you know?
Oh, yeah. It looked like, to me, it looked like, all right, Lane's done for maybe even next year.
It was like,
oh, man, this is awful.
Yeah, I agree.
Big V stepped up. We like to hate on him. And Brandon Brooks, it sort of seems we only talk about him when, you know, this anxiety thing's going on. But he was incredible last night. So I just wanted to give them their due real quick.
Yeah, I think that's great. I like that.
Heck yeah. My next point comes down. It's mostly the callers I heard during the Mikey Miz show yesterday. But people were calling in saying they'd rather lose the rest of this year and get a good draft pick. And that's total BS, man. The only goal for this year should be getting our quarterback to get his swagger back. And what he did last night, I hope just shuts everyone up and shows people that this is a guy that we can build a future around. And I was really pumped about it, man.
Yeah, I am too. I think you saw something. You saw the confidence come back. You saw him go with. He wasn't thinking out there, right? He wasn't pressing.
Playing football, man.
Exactly. His mechanics were good. I agree with you.
And one last quick thing, cuz, okay? You know me. I like to be positive. I like to talk about whatever team's doing well. I don't like to give out any negative takes, but I got to get this off my chest.
Sure.
I better never see Nelson Aguilar in an Eagles jersey.
I'm with you, brother.
What does this bum do for our team?
Yeah.
What else can't do? I better never see it again.
And here's the last thing. How could you count on him?
Yeah, absolutely.
How could you count? You're going in there with three receivers and you're counting on Aguilar? You can't count on him.
He doesn't even try to make the play, man. I mean, listen, Ward had a bad drop last night, but whatever, man. He's a practice squad guy who's going deep, getting open. I put him in the game, put Ward into the game. I better never see Aguilar on the field. He does nothing.
I agree, brother. I agree, Sammy. Great stuff, man. Hey, Sam, you want to go to the Temple game tonight?
Yo, bro, I knew you were going to ask me. I'm going to the Sixers already.
Oh, are you really? So am I. I'll see you down the Sixers. I'm going to the Sixers game tonight, too.
If you're in town, you got to go to the Sixers tonight, man.
I'm going. I'll be there tonight, too. So I'll see you down there, Sammy. See you, buddy. Take it easy. But if you want to go see Temple St. Joe, which is a great game, And if I wasn't going to Sixers game tonight, I would go to the Temple St. Joe game. That's good ball right there.
That's a really good game. Aaron McKee has those guys playing really tough defense.
He's a good coach, man.
He is. He's brought a breath of fresh air to that program.
I'm a big Aaron guy. I'm with you.
I'm pumped to see what the season holds.
Yeah, I'm with you.
6-2? One of those losses to number 3 team in the country?
Yeah.
They played close?
They played them tough, man. I watched that Maryland game Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving morning, dude. Played them tough. Zach in Lock Haven, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Zach.
How's it going?
What's up, Zach?
After that game last night, I'm a little upset.
Okay, let us know.
I don't know what more Ronald Darby needs to mess up for them to bench him.
Yeah, well, I hear you.
I mean, he's getting burnt every single play by nobody receivers. I don't know what's going on.
He got the two big plays that led to touchdowns. Slayton, he missed the tackle, and then he got beat deep, and there was some confusion on the deep help.
It's been all season long.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'd rather have Sidney Jones out there than him right now.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
What about Cravon LeBlanc? I think he should be out there instead of...
Dude, I don't know what he is. I mean, I know he had a good run, and everybody loved him in that run in 17. But, you know, I don't know that he's Deion Sanders either. You know what I'm saying? After the Patriots almost put up a 50-burger, too, in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I hear you. Listen, I get you on Darby. He can be frustrating. And quite frankly, I'm shocked by it. I thought he was a professional corner. Like, there are times when I go, like, that's great position. Like, Mills made a great play last night in the end zone.
Yeah.
Did you see the position he made? It's, you know, that position's rough, brother. You know that. Let's go to Tyreek. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyreek.
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
Yo, Ty.
Hey, real quick, I had a comment before I get to my point.
Yeah, bro.
Not comparing myself to any professional athletes, but I saw him kill you before. And that's, looking at what Alshon did, that's what it kind of looked like. So I don't know, you know, hopefully it is not that, but looked kind of similar to something that I've seen before.
I did it as well, bro. How about it, Ty? That's the most painful thing. It feels like someone hit you in the back of the ankle with a bat.
Yeah, and I was playing basketball, and naturally you do it, you try to tie your shoes back up and get back out there. But
so did I.
That happened.
So I did the same thing, right? I thought that someone kicked me in the back of the leg.
Right.
I was trying to get a rebound, right? And,
right.
And I'm going, like, I looked around like, yo, dude, like, that's not cool. And there was nobody around.
Right. The closest person was, exactly. There was nobody near. That's exactly what it felt like. So, I don't know, looking at it, I hope that's not what it is.
Wait, so you'll appreciate this because we both did this. So we did it at the Tolentine. We're at the Tolentine Center. We're playing ball. I do it. And I don't know. I think I just sprained my ankle, right? Like, I don't know. But my foot's flopping, right? Like, right? Because did yours? Mine's severed and curled up in my calf, right?
Right. Yeah.
So we go to the Palladium. Right? One of the guys, after we played ball, we went to the Palladium. So I go to my cousin, and I'm feeling like the back of my leg. And I go, you know, I don't feel my Achilles tendon. So
there's nothing there.
I tell my cousin, I go, Joe, what do you think of this, right? So he touches, like, Phil squeezes the back of my ankle, and he goes, get a shot.
Nothing is there.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, but I hope that's not what it is, but it looks similar. But my point about the Eagles, that the game, as an Eagle fan, I liked it, you know, because anytime we win, I'm fine with that. But it's, you know, I get frustrated because I hear people call up here and they say, man, you're all in, you all out. That's true. But you got to be able, you got to kind of view it from a realistic standpoint. And this team, I get frustrated because this team this year, it kind of took me off the hype train and just kind of rolling with that to kind of looking at the season one game at a time. And you come from the realization that your team is not that good. And right now, we're living off the mistakes of another team and how weak our division is. And that don't give me good. That don't give me satisfaction. You know, I want us to go to the playoffs and, you know, anything can happen once you get there. But the joy and excitement is kind of set because it's
I know.
Isolated week by week as opposed to I hate to go back to 17 because that year is dead to me. But that year, every week was an event. You knew your team was going to win. You knew he was going to put on. This year, it's not that way. So as you're watching it, you know, cautiously, although you're a fan, but you're viewing it through a realistic lens. And so when people say you're all in all, I don't think it's not you're not all in. It's just you see that your team is not that good.
Yeah, I agree. I feel you. And that's why I told Sebastian, I go, dude, you gotta be careful. You gotta allow people to be upset as well as celebrating the win. You can't just look at it blindly after you play a game like that. That was against a 2-win team and quarterback. How many times, Tyreek, did he just hit the ground, Eli? He didn't want to play football.
Right. And this is a game that, I mean, we looked at it as a win already. So when you
right.
go into overtime and you win, it's like, yeah, we won. But that was a win anyway. You know, and it's not being ungrateful. But, again, records, you know, you are what you are. 2-10, rather be 5-7 or not, that's a win for you, supposedly. So the fact that it had to go, it was that close, it just makes me feel like these next couple games aren't in a bag.
I know.
You know.
I'm
looking at it. And hoping week by week, but
I feel it. Hey Ty, you Temple Joe? I do. Can I offer you?
I want to go, but I can't. My schedule is tight. You know, I do. I'm a social worker, so I'm still on the clock.
Good for you, brother. Good for you. God bless. Doing God's work, man.
Thanks.
Keep it up, man. So if you want to go to the game, I'll do the conference. I'll do the prize line. Oh, we got somebody. All right, good. All right, let me get to Charles because Charles is in. Charles, we're going to the game tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, baby?
Hey, first off, man, great show, man. Great
Thanks,
show.
Brother. Appreciate
this is the
that.
First time I actually gotten through for months, but you know, I'm glad to get.
Oh, I'm glad too. I'm glad. It's great, man. It's good. You can see good basketball tonight too.
Yeah, I used to watch Aaron McKee when he was a teenager back in the day, way back in the day.
Oh, did you really? That's awesome.
Man. Real quick, it was a great game. Well, I'm not going to say it was a great game. Like the gentleman just said, the game we should have won automatically. I had to go on until overtime. But I really had a question for you. Is it me, or does Doug Peterson look like? Let me rephrase that, please. As Doug Peterson as the coach, he reminds me of the quarterback he was. You know the way he played and the way he coached calls his plays. You know he was to me he was a backup quarterback.
He
was a decent quarterback.
He stunk. You know, he stunk, right.
Thank you. I thought it was me because guys have been jumping on me, and I kept saying it's all going back to coaching. It all goes back to management because, you know, I'm a Philly kid, and everyone knows Philly management has never given these guys exactly what they needed because, you know, when Donovan played, you know, them guys had a dynasty. They just would have given him some extra weapons. You know, they probably would have had, like, 4 Super Bowls.
Did you see who was at the game last night?
No. I caught the tail end of the game. I got off work late. I was listening to it on the radio.
So?
I knew Randall was in town.
Well, yeah. So I see Randall on the sidelines. They show Randall on the sidelines. And I was like, wow. Like, I love Randall. You know?
I wonder what Randall said to Wentz, you know, as a growing quarterback, you know, as a veteran quarterback, you know. Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I love Randall.
You know, I know everybody has been jumping on Carson Wentz all season and everything. And then, you know, a caller you had earlier was talking about, or someone was talking about Sanders. We should have picked up Sanders or maybe even Green. I don't know, is it our management that we really should do something about or really is it our coaching that we should do something about?
I think there are both issues right here, Charles. I do. I think, but hold on, because we're going to give you the tickets, my brother. I think there are both issues. I think both have failed and forsaken this season. Both Howie and not drafting and not doing anything at the deadline to get receiver help in here. And I don't think Doug has been especially good as an X and O man. But however, that is Temple. And you don't want to miss Aaron McKee and the 6-2 Temple men's basketball team beat St. Joe's in a Big 5 showdown tonight. You know, my father's St. Joe man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, 7 o'clock.
at the Lee Chorus Center. Tickets, visit owlstix.com. Let's talk about the pajama. All right, Natalie, go out of the room.
I hear this read. It's so sensual.
Yeah. that's right. We're going to make shopping real easy for you guys. The gift for the hardest person on your list to shop for, the woman in your life. Get her soft, silky, nudie sleepwear exclusively at pajamagram.com. The next best thing to wear, nothing at all. Sensuous and smooth nudie's pajamas feel like her own bare skin. That's what Natalie just said. She's going to love the way they feel, and so will you. The texture and the touch of Nudie's pajamas, seductive. You got to plan on getting, did they really write this, a cardio workout. All right. Nudie's are also backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. Like, I wonder, when they write this stuff, do they do this to make you feel as uncomfortable as possible? Like a cardio, like, come on, man.
I mean, you know what it's implying. They can't just say it.
Exactly. Yeah, but you can do better than a cardio workout. Like, you know, the night's going to be the night, you know.
Right. Really
you can awkward right now.
Like, you can even go.
Candles.
With the sports theme. Like, you want to score tonight. You know, you could have put two on the board. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things. You can use a lot of analogies. Just remember, I said this is the easiest gift purchasing experience ever. Every Pajamagram includes free gift wrapping, delivery by Christmas guaranteed. Go to pajamagram.com right now. Gift her with Nudie's pajamas. That's pajamagram.com and tell them I sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Hey, the Tunis is coming back tomorrow from his honeymoon. I want to thank Pat Egan, who has done an incredible job, man. You've been great, and I love working with you, Pat. You're a good dude.
This is fun. Back to the minors for me?
Nah, but you guess what? You'll be get called up soon again. You're doing a great job. By the way, the Power Rankings, Tuesday Power Rankings, brought to you by Farron Electric. Electrical issues in your home? Trust the experts at Farron Electric to keep your family safe. Call or visit farronelectric.com for an estimate. So here's your power rankings. NFC power rankings. Niners. Saints. Seattle. Green Bay. Minnesota, in that order. Rams. You agree so far?
Yeah, I have no complaints.
And then it's down to the two teams that will go on December the 22nd. And you know what's going to happen next week? The Rams will go in and beat the Cowboys. Eagles have a game in Washington. And according to VG on the text board, the line has opened at 6 and immediately was bet down to 4.5. Even though most of the money is on the Eagles, the early money.
Just ask VG what Booger thinks of the game. That's all I care about.
That's true. You watch both of them will lose, and then we'll have the showdown.
Absolutely.
The showdown for the NFC East. Right here, Lincoln Financial Field. Or as the Booger called it, Lincoln Field.
Lincoln Kennedy. Not Abraham Lincoln.
Not Abraham Lincoln. Oh, my God. That's awesome. All right. Let's get back to the phone lines. Thomas, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Thomas.
Cuz.
Hey, Thomas.
Yo, an honor to speak with you, my friend. You make me feel good about the Eagles' win or loss. Time and time again since I was a child. I want to say it's a true honor.
Thank you, my brother. You just made my day.
Seriously, man, you know, I mean, you do, you really do. I'm 33 years old. I've been a 4-for-4 guy my whole life. I never spoke with you, but you really do.
Oh, that's cool, man.
In the negative,
you
know,
cool.
And that's kind of been my mantra lately in life. I try to turn positive into negative.
There you go, baby.
So we'll go with the end of the drive. Carson, I'm a Carson guy, you know. I really do believe he is the, you know, he's dealing with, like, the elixir of Philly. Everything's negative against him, you know. But he's trying to turn it down. And we all need. we ran a bunch of scrubs in there, and he won the game at the last drive.
He did, dude. And I don't even want to call him scrubs, because I like, give me some Boston Scott. Some Boston Scott love.
I'm sorry.
And some Greg Ward love. Yeah.
That's the negativity still coming out.
That's right. It's all right, brother. That's right. We get it all out. We purge it.
Yes.
I got a lot of purging to do with the coach.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. Saddam fell. Remember when the bronze statue of Saddam?
Yes.
When it got ripped down?
Yes.
I think that's what might need to happen over there.
With the Falls statue, the Super Bowl statue?
No, it's not the Falls. It's the Falls and Dog.
Yes.
There's two of them there.
Yes.
Take it down.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
It's 2 years ago.
Maybe we put that in the basement.
Yeah.
Like you just put it in the basement of the link.
Yeah. Wrap it up. Maybe, yeah. Yeah, put it in the basement.
And then you can bring it out, like, years from now when Carson's retired.
Yes.
I'm on board with that.
You're on to it.
I like that. In fact, I'm going to bring that up tomorrow. I like that idea. Maybe we'll make it the poll. All for you, Thomas.
Yep.
I like it, brother. That's good stuff, man. Thank you, buddy. All right, we have a poll update, my friend.
Yeah, so we put out a Twitter poll, and if you head on over to @975middays, you can find the...
Speaking of the poll, by the way.
You can find the poll.
Which is brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, and Duct Cleaning. Got to call wife. Cairns can warm her up. Special financing. Rebates up to $1,925 in the new heating system. Visit MarvinEcairns.com for an estimate.
I got to hit them up, man. My heat's out.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, I got to hit them up.
It's going to be cold tonight.
Yeah, I told the wife, just put some blankets on.
Yeah, that's even better. A little cozy, snuggles.
Well, separately. Yeah. It's a loveless marriage, ain't. Anyway, back to the Twitter poll, @975middays. Eagles win, but it wasn't pretty. What's your mood today? Happy they won. Mixed emotions. Don't care. I'm checked out. 49% say they're happy they won. And 33% mixed emotions. That I'd put you in that category.
Yeah, I'm a mixed emotions man.
And
today.
Then 18%, this is troubling, 18% say, I don't care. I'm checked out. What?
Really? 18%?
How are you checked out?
That's a steep number. You're right about that.
It's troubling. Who are these people?
Yeah,
they walk among us.
A little steep. That is steep. I agree with you.
Football, man. Come on.
I mean, listen, in the end, we want the season to continue. That's the overriding factor, right? We want the season to keep going. Brian in Cream Ridge, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Guys, what's going on?
What's happening, brother?
Not much. I love listening to your show. And, when I listen to you and you talk about Mossy and little Ant.
Yes.
I could just feel how much you love these boys, right?
Oh, thank you, brother.
It's so awesome to hear and how you're, creating real men clearly. It's just awesome. And to put that with the Eagles. Alshon is a cockroach. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. He's a hassa.
Yeah. This guy's in there definitely stirring up stuff that he doesn't need to stir up.
Yeah, poison. And I agree.
He's poison. And so you can tell, just like I could sense when I hear you talk about your boys, how you kind of are like, man, when Mossy comes,
yeah,
and he comes
my little
up
boy.
To me, it's the total opposite when you see him with Carson. You're like, this is so fake right here.
Yes.
He's talking to
Carson. Yes.
And he's playing Carson because Carson's a nice guy, man. Like, it's clear.
I think you're right, brother.
Yeah, so it's like, and so for my Eagles point, I'm not calling for anybody's heads. I think there are adjustments that can be made. I'm not expecting some long playoff run or anything like that. I do feel like once these guys, Doug, gets into the playoffs. This guy, like, all of a sudden runs on all cylinders, starts calling plays correctly. It's like someone threw some nitrous in the engine. He's like, boom, this is, I got to go, or it's the chop. So, but his play-calling style, the reason why these Nick Foles people, what they don't realize is, I don't know if it's because of the how Doug played when he was a quarterback, but it relates easier to him. The style of play and calls that he makes are better for a Nick Foles-style quarterback, and that's the problem. Doug is not adjusting and making the plays and playbook creative enough for a hybrid quarterback like Carson Wentz, who can chuck the ball and who can move out of the pocket.
Yeah, I agree with you. I look at this offense, and it was funny. I was talking about it last night with my cousin. I'm like, what is the offense? Like, what? Who is he? Like, what is this? What's that? They had the time they had success, you had Wentz doing a lot of stuff at the line of scrimmage, and then he switched to Foles, and it finally clicked when they went RPO. And they ran that Chip Kelly thing. Right. I don't know what Doug's offense is.
And I think that, like, so Carson's trying to work with him, and they just don't have it all together. And
I agree with that.
One thing I will say is in 17, Carson would call the audible. When does Carson call an audible that pulls the running back behind him and they get in the I formation and they just kind of jam the ball down the throat one time? Like,
yeah.
It was like, he doesn't call plays at the audible, if you ask me.
No, it's funny because when he kills the plays, it's weird. I was literally just talking about this last night with my cousin Brad. Just saying the same thing. In 17, when he was kill, he killed correctly, right? Everything worked. This year, kill's not working.
You're like, oh my God, what is he going to do? Other than last, so.
Except the second half last night. Right.
I was like, so I got to call a violation before you cut me.
Yeah.
So my grandma, who is literally like the biggest Eagles fan, she is so diehard. I go to her house last night because I'm like, oh man.
Oh, you're a good boy. Yeah.
And she is awesome. And so first half goes, I'm there with my 1-year-old and I go, Grandma, I said I was staying for the first half. The game was close. And I'm looking at this first half like, I'm not staying up till midnight.
Right.
You know, so huge violation on me. So, but you know,
I'm sorry. What's grandma's name?
Grandma Betty DeCrecchio. So she is.
Oh,
awesome.
Grandma Betty. That's a great name,
yeah,
Grandma Betty.
She's awesome. One day I have to get her on just to call and talk.
Oh, anytime, man. Anytime.
She loves the long.
She does? That's awesome. Yeah, get Grandma Betty to call, brother. Listen, give her a Christmas hug from me, okay?
100%.
You got it, bro. Take it easy, buddy. Betty, Grandma Betty did that. Right? Doesn't she sound like that sweet lady?
Yes. I have an Aunt Betty.
Do you?
Yeah, it's my mom's sister.
You do my mom too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a mom. Mm. We were my mom guys.
Yeah.
We were my mom kids.
I was a mom gal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Philly.
Is it?
Yeah. That's Philadelphia.
Maybe.
I don't know many mom people outside of Philly.
I hear like Nana and Grandma a lot.
Yeah.
But my mom.
Yeah, my mom. Yeah, I think of Mama. Yeah, aww. I love my mom.
So did I.
Yeah, she was the best.
Well, so was mine.
Yeah. All right, Nat, take it away, love.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 1:49. Though stay tuned because we got Tyrone and Nat coming up next. Our handoff is brought to you. Mikey's en route to Cali. And our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. We got a little Sixer basketball tonight. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, Chris?
Yo, man. How are you, buddy?
What's up, brother?
Hey, question for you. What quarter was that when Doug challenged that play, the pass interference?
It was in the third quarter.
Third quarter. How are you challenging that? Does anybody
horrible challenge
down to him and tell him that it was a tipped ball? Everybody knows there's no pass interference on a tipped ball.
Yeah, I don't understand him. I really don't. I agree with you.
Like, it's so frustrating. I saw it live, and I'm like, you can't challenge that. Don't challenge. That's a bad challenge. If I'm thinking at home, there's nobody calling down to him.
And here's the other thing, too. Why would you, unless the guy goes, you got to challenge this, why are you in desperate mode that early?
But I agree.
It makes no sense. And you were going to need your timeouts. This is a horrible challenge.
Exactly. And now you took a timeout. You're down 14 points. And now
exactly.
You're
going to need timeouts. I'm sorry. Again, I believe those guys love him. They play for him. And God bless him. He's a horrible game manager. Like, I have no confidence that he's going to do the right thing. When he goes, Super Bowl, no Super Bowl. Quite frankly, his game managing, he had the clover, right? He had the luck of the clover.
Yep.
But when you saw him, he put out two. He was going to go for two in that spot.
Crazy.
Against the Jets. God forbid they go to two, go for a two-point conversion, don't make it, and they lose that game 17-16. Oh, my God.
Today,
oh, yeah. My house exploded.
Yes. And then another thing, who's watching the practice squad? How is Boston Scott
exactly
only coming into play?
Makes no sense. Right.
I just don't get it. Don't get it.
I agree with you. I'm with you, brother. Good stuff, man. Yeah, but they won. Let's not forget it.
I hear you. But I don't know. I'm 50-50 going forward.
Don't be 50-50. It is what it is. At least we got games, right? We know they're not good, but it's all right.
Yeah.
At least you're going to play.
Job, buddy.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. We got the Cowboys, man. That's to keep the eye on the prize. Like, I'm the same way as you guys. Like, I'm angel on the shoulder, devil on the shoulder. However, the angel and the devil both agree they both hate the Cowboys.
So I had my son's birthday party, my first birthday party, on Sunday.
Yes.
And there was a family friend's daughter, little Bella, was there. Huh. She's about, I think, 20 months. And they said, Bella, what do we think of the Cowboys? And she just goes, tuh.
Oh, it's beautiful work by
Loved
Bella.
It.
That's right.
Got to teach him young, ain't it?
My man Dom on 9th Street, he's got the... So my father's cousin, Johnny Gargano, has the place on 9th Street. And he's got Cowboy fans working for him.
No.
And Dom's torturing them, saying they're scared now.
I'm all about equal opportunity, but not there.
I agree. I'm with you. All right, stay tuned. We got Tyrone in for Mike with Nat. Everybody have a great day. And, of course, we'll get nuts tomorrow. Sixer basketball tonight. We'll talk about it all. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful evening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.